Alrighty then, hold on to your gadgets. After today's tech update, we've got a call from my weekend show, The Kim Komando Show, that's just too good to skip. At any given time in America, excluding holidays and major sporting events, around 100,000 people are looking to purchase at least one new large-screen TV. And with tech changing so fast, here are the newest buying guidelines. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite. Attention business owners, get a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program at netsuite.com/Kim. First, the oldest rule is still the number one rule. Buy the largest screen you can afford. Bigger is better. Next, while OLED TVs are still tops, a Chinese company called Hisense has a new ultra short throw that's a UST projector. It has Dolby Vision and an image good up to 150 inches. The projector is called PX3 Pro, a triple laser UST, which means brilliant colors and contrast, even in a small room that's not completely dark. Many say they're projecting it against a wall, not a screen. This one's pricey, about the same as any good projector, about $3,500. A TV tech war is coming. Sign up for my free newsletter at getkim.com.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once, with like basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Now, check out this amazing call from the show. It's a real gem.
Lewis in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello there, Lewis.
Hey, Kim. It's really awesome to speak to you. Been listening to you since 2009 and a guy born in an analog world where the phone was steel rotary and the only thing we had a screen on was an Etch-a-Sketch. Need all the help I can get.
Well, you've come to the right place, buddy. I'm right here for you.
Well, I appreciate that.
So what's going on?
Well, I created a website for flea market vendors. I'm actually a vendor myself and been doing it since like 2007. And after doing it for some time, about 5 years ago, I was just kind of standing around watching people walk by. And I said, you know, we're kind of like doing this the way they've been doing it for the last 180 years. It's the concept of the flea market. And we're just hoping people will see what we have. And so I got together with a friend of mine and with some input. I'm not a developer or anything. I had to get someone to help me. And we created a website where a vendor can post their products and a shopper can shop their products before they go to the website. And there's really, I don't think there's anything else like it out there. But what's really great is the vendor is not limited to one flea market. Once they leave a flea market, they can just, with a couple clicks, and they can actually post their stuff in another flea market they're participating in.
Okay, so it's like a virtual flea market.
Well, yes, but all the transactions are done at the flea market. There's no shipping
and stuff like that. Okay, so speaking of email, you did send me an email, and I can't have you give the website out on the air, but I did go look at it.
Right.
Okay.
Great.
And you could tell it's still in its infancy, right? I mean, you're still trying to get things together. So how can I help you?
Well, I have some opportunities to go to some flea markets and actually promote inside the flea market. But instead of, there's over 5,000 flea markets in the United States that are listed. Without actually going into every flea market or talking to people individually, I'm looking for a way that's effective to promote this website in a mass sort of way.
Okay.
Well, what I really need to do.
Okay, I get it. Okay, so let me tell you, first of all, you need to fix your website. Okay.
Okay.
What I mean by that is that there are certain requirements on a website as far as the way that Google will index it and make it get it to the top kind of almost of the search results page, right? And so there are things that you need to put in the footer, and I will send you a link to Google's requirements for that. It's like, an about us. You don't have any terms and conditions. You don't have any privacy policies or anything like that, okay? And I saw that when I looked at the website. I did put your website into a link that Google has to see if it's mobile friendly. And, you know, you got two thumbs up on that. Okay, so it's mobile friendly.
Great.
And yeah, so that's great because probably about 70% of your visitors are going to be coming in on, say, a tablet or a phone. Okay, now,
in order
to promote this site, you know, if you build it, they won't come, right? Okay. So, So what I need you to do is to give it away to the vendors for free for about 6 months. Absolutely free. Because what you need to do is you have to start getting traffic. You have to start getting momentum with this. And so somehow you make it free for everybody to use it. And then you start, I would start an Instagram account and call it, you know, the name of your flea market, you know, name of your flea market website. And then every day you spotlight one cool find on the flea market circuit. It doesn't even need to be, it doesn't even need to be something that you're selling. It just needs to be something that is going to go viral, or at least somebody's going to share it and repost it and do things like that. So let me put together some links, and you can do this, Lewis. I know you can. I'm so excited for it. I love entrepreneurs. I mean, if you can dream it, you can do it. And thanks for your call.
You are the best for tuning in. Now, if you're curious about something, pop over to commando.com and click email Kim. I read every single email like it's a secret code to unlock some hidden tech treasure. And you can catch the tech wave. How? Just get my free daily newsletter. Head over to getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com.